every little helps.
Manx Radio's update with Lewis Foster.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock on Tuesday, the 27th of May, and it's time for half an hour of news on Manx Radio. Welcome to Update. Coming up, the Chief Minister has sent his best wishes to Liverpool after a car drove through crowds during yesterday's Premier League victory parade. After rain put a dampener on Monday's proceedings, roads are now being closed around the TT course ahead of tonight's practice session. And are the island's visa routes fit for purpose? All of that and more coming up, plus the latest weather and sport for you, as well as what to watch out for on the roads this evening. Let us know your thoughts. Text 166 177 or email studio at manxradio.com. We'll start, as always, with the latest headlines from Siobhan Fletcher. Fast am I, Siobhan.
The mountain road is now closed ahead of tonight's TT practice session. Roads around the rest of the Snaefell mountain course are to follow suit at 6pm. The sidecars will be the first out on the track at 6:30. You can find the full schedule at maxradio.com. The Cabinet Office Minister says the island must ensure its visa routes are fit for purpose and not open to abuse. It comes as David Ashford prepares to publish a report on inward migration. Police insist that notices placed on motorbikes parked along Douglas Promenade are warnings and not fines. Photographs have been shared on social media claiming to show officers applying fixed penalty notices to bikes parked on the pavement opposite the Villa Gaiety. But speaking on Manx Radio Motorsport today, Detective Inspector Jamie Tomlinson from the Constabulary says they need to keep that area clear.
The island is getting very busy, it's getting very full. The night before we had some motorhomes, would you believe, trying to park at the same location. So we're just trying to keep certain parts of our streets clear of any congestion.
And government's acquisition of the steam packet company was a bold move that's paid off. That's according to the new chair of the company, Dan Clegg, who's officially started in his new role. Further afield, police say a man arrested after a car was driven into crowds in Liverpool yesterday is being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. The 53-year-old's also suspected of offences including drug driving. Officers have revealed the car involved had got onto the route of Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade by following an ambulance through a roadblock. Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims says a total of 50 people needed hospital treatment.
Of those, 11 remain in hospital for ongoing treatment. They are all in a stable condition, and I am pleased to say that they appear to be recovering well.
Elsewhere, the King's warned Canada faces unprecedented challenges as he opened the country's parliament in Ottawa. And in sport, Mary Earps says playing for England has been the greatest honour of her life after announcing her retirement from international football. The news has come just 5 weeks ahead of the Euros. There are your headlines. I'll be back with your news at six.
Gromayed, thank you, Siobhan. We'll turn our attention now to, well, let's face it, one of the main talking points of the night, the weather brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. A few spots of light rain are still possible at first this evening, but these will soon die away and most places will remain dry with light winds. They're mostly dry tonight with just a small risk of an isolated shower with a light west to northwesterly breeze, minimum temperature around 9 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly dry and bright with some sunny spells, although an isolated shower is still possible. The light westerly wind will turn to the south or southwest with top temperature around 14 degrees. Then becoming cloudy during the evening as rain arrives from the west overnight, turning heavy at times as the south to southwest wind increases fresh to strong. Thursday will start cloudy, dull and damp with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, which will clear during the afternoon, leaving a dry end to the day. The strong south to southwest wind will veer westerly in the evening before easing overnight into Friday. Maximum temperature around 15 degrees. Sunset tonight is at 33 minutes past 9. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 3 minutes to 5.
Feel the fun at the TT races with Tesco. Visit your local store to top up your tank with snacks and refreshments for race day. Tesco, every little helps.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
If you run a small business or just need more room in the back, Delshaw Vehicles has the perfect van or light commercial for all your needs and can sort out any finance. Based in the Tremode Estate, view delshawvehicles.im or call 49 51 49.
A great night's sleep got even better with Zet's Bedding Store. From quality
Beldorm bed linen and mattress protectors. Fleece and woven throws to luxury duvets from the fine bedding company. Zed's Bedding Ramsey, next to Isle of Man Bank.
SMS Trading have moved to 3 St Paul's Square, Ramsey. For flat pack to fully built, new or second-hand furniture, SMS Trading offer all island delivery and man-in-a-van service. Call 315151 or find SMS Trading on Facebook.
At Bigode Cattery, we have been caring for animals for over 50 years. As a cattery, we care for customers' cats and treat them as our own. Contact Bigode Cattery on 676 947 or find Bigode Cattery on Facebook.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The time now approaching 6 minutes past five. A reminder, the mountain road is now closed and all roads on the TT Mountain course will close at 6 o'clock. Well, we'll start with the latest from Liverpool after a car was driven into crowds in the city yesterday, injuring more than 50 people. 4 children were among those hurt during Liverpool FC's Premier League trophy parade. We know there were a number of people from the Isle of Man over for the event. Well, not long ago, Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims and Detective Chief Superintendent Karen Jaundrell provided this update.
We had worked extensively with event organisers and key partner agencies in the months ahead of the potential parade. And a robust traffic management plan was in place, which included a number of local authority road closures throughout the route and the city centre. This included Water Street, which was closed to traffic. It is believed the driver of the Ford Galaxy car involved in this incident was able to follow an ambulance onto Water Street after the roadblock was temporarily lifted so that the ambulance crew could attend to a member of the public who was having a suspected heart attack. As with many large events, with event organisers, we plan for all contingencies, and this included the implementation of road closures to protect pedestrians, and an armed policing presence was also in place throughout the day. There was no intelligence to suggest an incident of this nature would take place, and as we've previously stated, the incident is not being treated as terrorism.
I want to reassure the public of Merseyside that detectives are making significant progress as we seek to establish the full circumstances that led to this awful incident and bring the person responsible to justice. We have arrested a 53-year-old man from West Derby on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences and driving whilst unfit through drugs. He remains in custody where he is being interviewed.
That's Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims and Detective Chief Superintendent Karen Jaundrell there. Well, Chief Minister Alfred Cannon says his thoughts and prayers are with everyone and wish them all a speedy recovery. 8 minutes past five now. We'll turn our attention to the TT, as organisers have confirmed that tonight's practice session will go ahead as planned. Roads around the course have started to close, starting with the mountain little more than 20 minutes ago, and all roads will be closed by 6 o'clock. Well, Manx Radio's sports editor Rob Pritchard joins me in the studio now. We had that update from organisers just before 4 o'clock. So what's happening tonight and what's changed from the original plan, Rob?
Well, first of all, Lewis, so in essence, tonight's session is the free practice we were due to get yesterday before the rain closed in on Monday morning and afternoon. Just a bit of a reminder that only the newcomers' speed control lap actually took place yesterday, with the rest of the practice cancelled after poor weather arrived sooner than previously anticipated. Looking ahead then to this evening, and as you mentioned a moment ago, Lewis, the mountain road has now closed ahead of this evening's schedule, with all roads around the Snaefell Mountain course to shut in just under an hour's time at 6 p.m. Well, earlier, TT officials stated the wet weather forecast today has passed through and conditions have been expected to improve in the last few hours. Race organisers also confirmed there's some changes to the order machines are going out in tonight. Sidecars will now go first at 6:30 p.m. before the Supersport and Super Twin classes at 7:10 p.m. The session is then set to conclude with the Superbike and Superstop machines at 8:15. Highways around the course will then reopen no later than 9:30 p.m.
As you mentioned there, just some newcomers out yesterday before the heavens opened. Most riders set to get their first laps in tonight then, so who have we got eyes on?
Well, first of all, it's again worth reminding people that tonight's session is a free practice and all laps will be untimed, so we won't get any indication of qualifying speed this evening. This will be the first chance for all riders and teams to get up to speed on the mountain course heading into the rest of practice week. The big focus, you'd imagine, is to steadily dial in the pace and also get an understanding of the machine you're riding. Well, among those expected to have plenty of eyes on them over the course of the racing fortnight, one name that jumps out straight away, Michael Dunlop. He became the all-time most successful TT rider last year, moving on to 29 victories. And of course, he's on new machinery this year, BMW in the big bike classes and a Ducati in the supersport class. Elsewhere, Peter Hickman and Davey Todd, they are the co-owners of the new 810 racing team. They did have some success at the Northwest 200 early this month, with Todd taking two victories on a superbike. Dean Harrison as well was also strong at the Northwest, five podiums there. And also among the solos maybe to watch out for, the likes of Mike Brown, Josh Brooks. In the Super Twin, Paul Jordan took his first ever international road race victory in the Northwest 200 in the Super Twin. And also, you can never write off 23-time winner John McGuinness. And just quickly a look at the sidecars. Well, among the favourites you would imagine are local brothers Ryan and Callum Crowe. They were double winners last year and also became only the third sidecar crew to lap at 120 miles an hour. 14-time winner Ben Birchall is back, and with a new passenger in Patrick Rosny, someone who has experience of the TT. And also, Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley, they've been at the sharp end for the last couple of years. They've also gone over the 120 mile an hour mark in the last few years. Other outfits to maybe watch out for, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, who made their debut last year, and another debutant this year, Steve Kershaw, double British champion, and his passenger Reese Gibbons. So Reese made his debut last year with his uncle Alan Founds and actually got on the podium last year. That's a few that I see potentially being in the headlines, but there's more besides. And of course, so many things can change over the course of 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Rob. Well, thank you. We'll keep an eye out for any further updates this evening, but fingers crossed the worst of the weather is out of the way for today. Or can you imagine going through all the preparations and psyching yourself up to go out on the TT course, only for you to then feel a few drops of rain? It's likely to become a common theme over the next week if the weather forecast is anything to go by. And South African rider AJ Fentner, who's been competing in the event for 8 years now, has been speaking with Chanel Suku about how it feels when a session is called off.
You want to get out. You know, the nerves have been building. The problem with this place is it's a mind game. But at the same time, the decisions need to be made, and they need to be made by someone, because the number one priority is the safety. We all can see that the weather's not good. So the build-up is big because we need to get out. We need to get the time in, and you know, we want to get going. But you also got to be realistic and go, tomorrow's another day. The bike's been prepped, you know, it's been built. So we need to let the weather take its toll. Same for everyone. I think the safety is your number one priority.
Can it though get a bit disheartening for you, especially because your traveling is 24 to 48 hours, so it's all about waiting for this moment? And
yeah, that thought actually crossed my mind earlier. The bikes arrive here, they come in the crate, and we have to get them to a certain point to allow them to travel. Then when they get here, you have to then rebuild them. The guys worked the whole day yesterday. We go through what they call scrutineering, and we literally walked through scrutineering. So I was very proud of my team, proud of the guys and the work they've done. And now we go and say, sorry, boys, we rushed all day yesterday. We can't ride today. And it does hit home a bit, but at the same time, I think they're realistic to know it's a safety thing.
A safety thing indeed. That's TT rider AJ Fentner there speaking to Chanel in respect of yesterday's cancelled session. Well, tonight is looking to go ahead as planned. And as Rob mentioned on his way out of the studio, there is actually sun over Douglas Bay. We won't scare it away.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
13 minutes past five now. The Isle of Man is built on immigration, but needs to ensure its visa routes are fit for purpose. That's from Cabinet Office Minister David Ashford, who'll be bringing a report on inward migration for debate later this year. But with the UK also considering changes to its immigration policy, how will this impact the Isle of Man? Mr. Ashford has been speaking to Manx Radio's political correspondent, Phil Gorn.
There is no change as currently proposed. These are things that the UK government are considering they might actually do. So it isn't very important at the moment to stress that's where it is in the UK. Obviously, we try where we can to align tightly with the UK. We do have the ability to vary where we believe it's in the national interest to do so. But we will wait and engage, obviously, with the Home Office in the UK.
What are the things that are being looked at, and what are the changes that we may or may not see.
So it's basically review across our entire immigration system. As I said in my statement, you know, as an island, we have been very welcoming to new arrivals in the island for centuries. We've built ourselves on immigration, and one of the key planks of the message is for those that wish to come to the island to work and contribute to our society, they will always be welcomed with open arms. But one of the things we've got to do is ensure that our visa routes are fit for purpose and ensure that if you have people trying to abuse that system, that they are actually caught and that visa routes are not open to that type of abuse.
How do you get the right balance on this?
Key message is controlled immigration. It's about ensuring as a nation that we have the, you know, we have the people that we need coming in, because we do have vacancies across a large number of sectors. Our entire economic model, if you go back over, like I say, not just a few decades but also centuries, has actually been built with the help of people coming in, becoming part of our community and actually, you know, becoming effectively integrated within our community and building up our economy, which benefits absolutely everyone on the island. And it's important that we keep that economic model. But like I say, it's equally important that the phrase is controlled immigration, that we are getting the right people in to fill the right vacancies.
That's Cabinet Office Minister David Ashford speaking to Manx Radio's political correspondent Phil Gorn there. Now, the president of Tynwald has agreed that a request to reveal the cost of a review of the island's schools would be contrary to public interest. It's after the education minister asked not to answer a written question, as Sian Cowper reports.
Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper wanted to know the total cost of the validation undertaken by Etio of the island's schools and education services. It's been commissioned to produce three publications between October 2023 and July next year. The first was published in April and offered a number of recommendations for improvement in all age groups. At the time, Minister Daphne Kane said the report aimed to look at the education system as a whole rather than naming any specific schools. However, Mrs. Kane submitted a request to the president of Tynwald not to answer the question from Mr. Hooper. She believes revealing the figure could affect future contract talks and could even harm staff morale. And that seems to be something President Lawrence Skelly agrees with, as he's upheld Mrs. Kane's request. He says he's satisfied it would be contrary to public interest for the question to be answered.
Sian Cowper. Well, Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper has called the decision absolutely unbelievable and says he'll be asking the president for a full explanation.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, the main thing to be aware of tonight on the roads is, of course, that the TT course is being closed as we speak. The closure started on the Mountain Road around half an hour ago, and all roads around the course are set to be closed by 6 o'clock. Do not enter closed roads. That's the main thing. Don't even step a toe onto them. If you're travelling on or off island tonight, a couple of delays at the airport. The outbound 10 to 7 EasyJet flight to London Gatwick is delayed until around half 7, while the 20 to 8 Liverpool flight is delayed until a quarter past 8. Over on the sailings, Manxman left Heysham shortly after 2 o'clock and is expected into Douglas around 10 to 6, around half an hour's time. And Mananan is departing from Liverpool at half past, arriving back here in Douglas at 8:30.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Coming up to 19 minutes past five now. Can you believe it's been 7 years, almost to the day, that government officially bought the steam packet? The then Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, completed the purchase on the 25th of May 2018. To this day, it's owned by Treasury and run as an arm's-length organisation. Well, the new chair of the steam packet, Dan Clegg, thinks that was a bold move that has paid off.
My task, as I see it, is to support the board. That's my job. It's definitely not to run the company. We've got some excellent, very experienced people here to do that already. So my job is to use my marine, ferry and financial services experience to support the board and the management team in the way they want to take the company.
What have you made of the company so far since you've been here?
I was familiar with the ships and the operation already, and I think that's pretty well set up. I think there are some things to develop and some priorities that we've got in the future. But I think that the operation is actually very good. My first impression of the organisation is that it's actually also in very good condition. And I've been particularly impressed to find people here who've been, was one chap I met yesterday, who's worked for the company since 1973. So there is a fantastic spine in the company of experience of people who really care about the business. So that's given me a lot of encouragement.
And from your experience in the industry, how do you think the steam packet compares to some other companies that are similar?
It compares very well indeed. And I think if you look around the British Isles, other similar size ferry companies providing lifeline services to island communities, the island does a fantastic job in comparison with those.
That's the new chair of the Isle of Man Steam Packet, Dan Clegg, speaking to Amy Griffiths there. Well, at the start of the programme, we covered the events that unfolded, unfortunately, in Liverpool yesterday. And we heard from Manx Care this morning that the organisation was in discussions with Aintree Hospital over in Liverpool. Siobhan Fletcher joins me in the studio now. You've got an update on that.
Yes, we just received this statement through from Manx Care. It says, Manx Care has received confirmation from our healthcare partners in Liverpool that they are able to support the planned races today. This follows the incident that took place in Liverpool city centre yesterday. Manx Care would like to reinforce its continuing appreciation for the Aintree Major Trauma Centre and the Cheshire and Mersey Major Trauma Network teams for supporting the Isle of Man 365 days a year in delivering to our local population and visitors the best in trauma care.
Siobhan Fletcher, thank you. Now, the new mayor of Douglas has launched his charity appeal for the next year. Councillor Stephen Crellin has chosen to support Dot's Dream Charity, Riding for the Disabled and Hospice Isle of Man during the next year. Local Democracy reporter Emma Draper has more details.
The mayor has chosen the charities and they will be featured at council events, including the firework display and the Christmas light switch on. At the launch event, I spoke to representatives from each of the organisations which were picked. Stephen Pitts, son of former councillor Dorothy Pitts, set up Dot's Dream Charity in her honour and shed a tear when he found out the organisation had been selected.
We aim to help people that are affected with life-changing illnesses like cancer and things like that.
And how do you think the mayoral support appeal will help your charity for the next year?
Oh, massively. We've got big ideas and hopefully the mayor will listen and let us get some ideas across. We're looking forward to the forthcoming year.
How pleased are you to have been chosen as one of the three charities?
I did shed a little tear. I was taken back to think that her memory still sort of lives on these years later.
Also chosen was Riding for the Disabled, which gives disadvantaged children the chance to learn how to ride a horse. Volunteer Mike Simpson says he hopes being part of the mayoral appeal will help bring awareness to the charity and potentially new volunteers.
Oh, it's marvellous. I mean, it's great for the visibility of the charity and so more people can see what we actually do, what our volunteers do.
And is that one of the things you're hoping for the next year is visibility?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, as a charity, we always need funds, but we need volunteers as well. We're entirely run by volunteers.
Councillor Crellin also selected Hospice Isle of Man, which supports adults and children with end-of-life care. Head of Income Generation, Vanessa Smith, said the charity is well-loved and she hopes being part of the scheme will bring awareness to the charitable sector on the island.
Obviously, hospice is a hugely well-known and loved charity on the Isle of Man, and we know how lucky we are to get the support that we get. Unfortunately, it does cost a lot of money to provide that care and to keep it free for and accessible for everybody on island. So support like this is really invaluable for us. And we really look forward to working in collaboration with other charities and coming together to raise as much money as we possibly can for everybody.
That was Stephen Crellin from Dot's Dream Charity, Mike Simpson, who represents Riding for the Disabled, and the head of income generation at Hospice Isle of Man, Vanessa Smith. You'll be able to hear more from the Mayor of Douglas on Manx Radio Breakfast tomorrow morning.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
But for now, Rob's back with a look at today's sport.
Faster Maya Lewis. Well, if you haven't heard any of the updates throughout this afternoon so far, it has been announced that tonight's TT practice session is set to go ahead as planned. In an update earlier, race organisers say wet weather forecast for today has now passed through and conditions around the Snaefell Mountain course have been expected to improve over the course of the day. The mountain road is now closed ahead of tonight's programme, with all highways around the course to shut from 6 p.m. All of this evening's sessions will be untimed practice, and there's been a change to the running order. Sidecars are now set to go out first at 6:30 p.m. before the Supersport and Super Twin machines at 7:10 p.m. Due to conclude the session will be the Superbikes and Superstocks at 8:15. Roads are then due to reopen around the course no later than 9:30 p.m. Elsewhere, the Isle of Man women's cricket team has claimed its first win at the ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifiers with a 7-wicket victory over Sweden yesterday. On day two of their debut campaign in the Europe Qualifier Division 2, the Manx side needed just 11.3 overs to overhaul Sweden's total of 123-3, having used the full 20 overs. It was a positive response from the Isle of Man, who'd suffered an 8-wicket loss to Italy on the opening day of their campaign on Sunday. Looking ahead, the Islanders have had a rest day today before a doubleheader of matches tomorrow. First is a tie against Spain from 9:15 a.m. before they face Jersey at 2 p.m. Both fixtures will be held at Seymour Cricket Ground in Rome. And in cycling, Cycling Club Isle of Man rider George Kimber secured what the team describes as its biggest win in its four-year history at the prestigious RAS Titan race at the weekend. Having snatched the leader's yellow jersey on stage four on Saturday, the 25-year-old held on to his five-second GC lead in a dramatic final stage in Ireland on Sunday. Also playing a key role in keeping Kimber in the leading pack on the final day with teammates Callum Salisbury and Ivan Sorby, keeping the opposition at bay on the hilly and technical phase. Offering support from the sidelines were the squad's other competitors, Dexter Mansell-Thomas and Michael Fade, who'd been forced to withdraw from the race earlier in the meeting.
Rob Pritchard, thank you. Rob, while you're here, just look out the window. Can you see it over the mountain?
Just about. And there's a strange glow from the sky.
Something weird. It looks blue. That's it for Update tonight. Beth Espy is here next with Journey to a Dream, and at 6, Michelle Caine is here with Greatest Hits. Remember, you can listen back to tonight's programme as a podcast, available shortly over at manxradio.com. Have a great evening.